The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. Coming up on the program, I'll be talking with Lisa Nelson, who is co-director of the Illinois Chamber Music Festival, now in its 10th season. It got underway a week or so ago and continues through the 28th. We'll be hearing some highlights of pieces that are in concerts still to come on that series. First up, though, we're going to have a live preview of Stephen Sondheim's musical Into the Woods, which is being presented by the Actors Rural Theater Company in Tuscola. That opens on the 26th and continues through August 5th. Summer seems to be the time for theater and especially musicals, and this has been no exception, and we're wrapping things up today with Into the Woods. Hope you'll stay with us.
Once upon a time,
I wish,
in a far-off kingdom,
more than anything,
lived a fair maiden, a sad young lad,
I wish,
and a childless baker.
More than life. There are flies in her eyes. There's a lump on her rump, big enough to be a hump.
But
son, we've no time to sit and dither while her withers wither with her.
That was the prologue to Stephen's, or part of the prologue, it's quite extensive, to Stephen Sondheim's musical Into the Woods from the original Broadway cast recording. And that is going to be presented by the Actors Rural Theater Company, or ARTCO, in Tuscola, starting July the 26th through the 29th, and then again August 2nd through the 5th. They'll be at the Tuscola Community Building. And this is a show that I'd heard of for a long time and never got around to seeing until I think it was last summer, maybe, that the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company did it. And this is kind of a twisted story.
It's a nice first act.
It's a nice first act. Yeah, that's right. Well, all kinds of fairy tale characters that you've heard of, like Cinderella, Jack and the Beanstalk, Little Red Riding Hood, Rapunzel, all show up in here. Of course there's a witch. There has to be always a witch in these things. And we have with us on the show today four of the actors who are involved in this production. They'll be giving us a live preview of some of the songs from the show. Also Lee Green, who is, she doesn't seem to know what her title is, so we're going to call her co-music director for the show, and she's going to be playing the accompaniment on the computer today. So, Lee, you get the first word here. Were you involved in choosing this show at all, or did you just get picked after that?
Really, the director kind of picks the show, and the committee says yes or no. And I was just excited to help with the music.
So. Does ARTCO typically just do one show a summer?
They do.
So this is it. Always a musical?
Usually in the summer we do a musical. Hopefully when we have a permanent location, we'll do some more straight plays. But right now we typically just do one big show a summer.
And then the rest of the year?
We don't. This
so
is
it's
it.
This is the one-shot deal.
This is a one-shot deal.
So you're looking for a permanent home?
Yes. That'd be great.
The downtown
nothing
Tuscola has
worked
been
so far.
Kind of talking to them about maybe creating a space downtown. So there's a lot that's going on that I think is really exciting for ARTCO's future. So,
and that's LaDonna Wilson, who is playing the witch in the production.
Yes, typecast.
I'd have to ask some of your students about that. LaDonna is also a drama director at Champaign Central High School, so she's been on this show numerous times with some of their wonderful productions. Always sound fabulous in here. We also have Cinderella, played by Angela Irwin. And you've been on this show before, I think.
I have. Oh, I was on the show 2 years ago when we did Honk, when ARTCO did Honk
as
our summer production.
Jack of the Beanstalk fame, played by Jacob Cole, is also here with us.
Yes.
Have you been on the show before?
I have not been on this show before.
All right.
First time.
He lives in Neoga, so it's quite a distance from here.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, then, so you're making a nice trek to do the show, to do the production.
Yes.
Yeah. I have no idea how far away that is.
It's about 50 minutes from
Tuscola.
So
how did you get drawn to this production?
Well, one of my teachers started out directing. I go to Eastern Illinois University, and he enticed me to do this show. I've never seen this show before. Actually, 3 months ago, I guess it's been since we started, and it's just something different. I mean, it's been a while since I've done a musical, so something different to switch it up.
Meaning that you've done other plays?
Or? Yeah, at Eastern, I was in Wiley and the Hairy Man was the last one, and before that, The Shape of Things. So a drama and then a children's play. So now a musical after both of those.
Well, it ought to be fun for you, I'm sure. Has been fun for you.
Oh yeah,
sure.
It has.
Jack and the Beanstalk, pretty well. Jack, he's just Jack. A pretty prominent character in this version of the story. And then Little Red, as she's called here, generally known as Little Red Riding Hood, played by Rachel Sepp. Have you been on the show before?
I have not been on the show before.
I'm asking this as much to test my own faulty memory as anything. Sometimes I recognize names because I've seen you in shows before because I recognize your name. In any event. Why don't we hear, well, we heard part of the prologue, so people will know all the stories of Cinderella, Jack, and so on, but not necessarily how it all comes together in this show. Who wants to just give us a little bit of a preview of the story, at least as it's set up here?
As I feel I have the most experience, I've directed this 4 times, and this is the first time I've been
I was going to assume that you had directed it at least once.
A few times, actually. Yeah. It's actually my favorite show. I really love Sondheim. I think the nice thing about this story is that in these woods, these characters come in and their stories get mixed up and their stories become intertwined. And it's the way their stories become intertwined that makes them, you know, kind of come to a culmination of happily ever after at the end of Act 1, but it's not really. And so in Act 2, Jack's giant is let loose on the land and starts to step on some of the characters. So we start to lose some of our fairy tale characters. And actually the whole fairy tale twist starts to, it's not quite as happily ever after in Act 2 as you might think. No. So that idea of, is Cinderella, now that she's got her prince, is that really happy enough? You know, that kind of thing. So
a little bit of a Brothers Grimm twist.
It's based on the Brothers Grimm version of all of these fairy tales, yeah.
Yeah, and if you've never read the Brothers Grimm versions of the fairy tales, just suffice it to say that they're pretty grim.
They're a cautionary tale for children, for sure.
And somewhere along the line, somebody saw these stories through rose-colored glasses, and they came down to us in very, very sweet ways. Well, what have we got to do musically first? Who's up first? Rachel is up. Little Red is up. What's the context for your song?
I have just gotten out of the belly of the wolf, and I'm explaining how I know things now that I've never known before.
Fair enough. From Actors Rural Theater Company production of Into the Woods, starting July 26th, live on Live and Local.
Mother said straight ahead, not to delay or be misled. I should have heeded her advice, but he seemed so nice. And he showed me things, many beautiful things that I hadn't thought to explore. They were off my path, so I never had dared. I had been so careful, I never had cared. And he made me feel excited, well, excited and scared. When he said, come in, with that sickening grin, how could I know what was in store? Once his teeth were bared, though I really got scared, well, excited and scared. But he drew me close and he swallowed me down, down that dark, slimy path where lay secrets that I never want to know. And when everything familiar seemed to disappear forever, at the end of the path was Granny once again. So we wait in the dark until someone sets us free, and we come into the light and we're back at the start. And I know things now, many valuable things that I hadn't known before. Do not put your faith in a cape and a hood. They will not protect you the way that they should. And take extra care with strangers. Even flowers have their dangers. And though scary is exciting, nice is different than good. Now I know, don't be scared. Granny is right, just be prepared. Isn't it right? Snow a lot. And a little bit not.
Well, everybody's in the room is sort of laughing with you there, Rachel, at the end, getting mixed up the words, which sort of answered a question I was going to ask you that I've always wondered regarding Sondheim's musicals. There are so many words.
There are so many words.
And they just go on and on.
And the songs are so fast, kind of enunciating. They always tell you to enunciate. It's really difficult to do that with Sondheim.
Well, you did a great job with
it. Thank
you. I mean, I was understanding absolutely everything, no question about that, and just sort of mix them up at the end. But you have a week to get this right.
Right.
Another week.
Right.
So it's okay. The show opens on the 26th, Into the Woods, Stephen Sondheim at ArtCo in Tuscola. And I just saw a couple weekends ago Gilbert and Sullivan's show down in Sullivan, Illinois. What are they doing? They just did Pirates of Penzance. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they're famous for, among other things, their patter songs that go even faster.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And there's a song in there. I don't know if it's written to be done this way, but they make a point of doing it one tempo, and then they say, I don't think that was fast enough, so we'll do it some more. So I'm sure you're hoping that whoever's pushing the buttons won't go any faster than that.
No, I hope not.
Ironically.
We're using a recorded accompaniment. What's used for the shows in performance? Is there an orchestra?
We're actually using a digital system called Orchestra.
Oh,
this
yeah.
This is the first time that we've ever used it, so it's brand new to us. Kind of scary, but it has some good sound, so we're kind of excited about it.
It's
a really deep sound, considering that we wouldn't be able to make a whole orchestra.
Well, essentially is an orchestra in a box.
Right. Correct. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So
I've seen this operated once before, I think in Peoria for a production of Les Mis, and it's kind of interesting because you got somebody with a computer backstage, and they just
keep
tapping the keyboard according to whatever they tempo they want, so you can actually adjust the tempo. So if you have a nervous keyboard operator, maybe that song will go a little faster than you like.
I won't be nervous. Thanks, Lee.
Will that be you, Lee?
Yes, it is myself and one other person.
All right. So that'll be something to practice
with.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sure. Rachel Sapp was in the role of Little Red from Into the Woods, and you're hearing this on Live and Local on FM 90.9, where our broadcast is made possible with support from Sweeney Brothers Carpet and Rug Gallery of Bloomington, an authorized Karastan broadloom and rug dealer at 11 West Port Court on Bloomington's east side. Sweeney Brothers, where the beauty of a room starts with the floor. I don't actually know how many songs you all plan to do, so I want to make sure that
we time
things up.
We had between 4 and 6. So
between 4 and 6,
depending
okay.
on what your time was
all
like.
Right. Well, I know there's 4 of you here, so right. I assume you're all going to sing something,
yes.
or at least be involved in something. So who's up next?
That would be me.
That would be Jacob, or Jake as Jack.
Jake as Jack.
Jack doesn't have a last name, really, I suppose.
Not really.
That you know.
No.
Did you imagine one for yourself?
In the Beanstalk is his last name.
Beanstalk is what I was working with. If I had to pick a last name, Nicholson, maybe? I don't.
You just came up with that right now.
Yeah.
Well, I'm impressed.
Giants in the Sky as Jack Nicholson.
But Jack is kind of at the whole center of the story in the first place. It's his family that figures in.
I know he says it isn't his fault, but a lot of it really is when you look at it, and he upsets quite a few people.
Well,
I think he tries to make it right in the end. So.
He's a boy, you know. It's always the boy's fault when they're kids anyway. How is it that you acquire the beans, by the way, in this version of the story?
The beans I get from the baker. I sell my cow in exchange for the beans.
Because your family is very poor.
We're very poor. And
this is something you were not supposed to have done.
No, absolutely not. Mother is very upset.
Less than 5 pounds.
No less than 5 pounds.
And what is the setup for the song you're going to sing for us?
I just got back from the sky stealing from the giant. And I'm reminiscing on my experiences up there and past experiences at home. So,
Jake Cole as Jack of the Beanstalk fame. He's just come down the Beanstalk, I guess, here on Live and Local.
There are giants in the sky. There are big, tall, terrible giants in the sky. When you're way up high and you look below at the world you left and the things you know, little more than a glance is enough to show you just how small you are.
When you're way up high and you're on your own in a world like none that you've ever known, the sky is lead and the earth is stone, you're free to do whatever pleases you, exploring things you never dare, cause you don't care when suddenly there's a big, tall, terrible giant at the door. A big, tall, terrible lady giant sweeping the floor. And she gives you food and she gives you rest, and she draws you close to her giant breast, and you know things now that you never knew before. Not till the sky. Only just when you made a friend and all, and you know she's big but you don't feel small, someone bigger than her comes along the hall to swallow you for lunch. And your heart is lead and your stomach's stone, and you're really scared being all alone. And it's then that you long for the things you've known, and the world you left, and the little you own. The fun is done, you steal what you can and run. And you scramble down and you look below as the world you know begins to grow. The roof, the house, and your mother at the door. The roof, the house, and the world you never thought to explore. And you think of all of the things you've seen, and you wish that you could live in between. And you're back again, only different than before. After the sky, there are giants in the sky. There are big, tall, terrible, awesome, scary, wonderful giants in the sky.
Giants in the Sky from Into the Woods, music and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim. And I think he wrote, for nearly all his shows, he wrote all the lyrics as well as the music. Although one of his early ones, he only wrote the lyrics.
West Side Story
with Leonard Bernstein, infiltrating the lyrics as well himself, plus the music. And boy, there's another one. I wonder if Sondheim ever forced himself to sing his own song.
At the temples he wanted them at.
Yeah, because, but again, Jay, great job of getting all the words out and easily understood. There's got to be a challenge. I imagine that you'll all be wringing some necks if the sound person hasn't got your mic up.
Well, all the verses are very similar, like all those words sound the same. It's quite a challenge.
That's, I think, one of the challenges of using the orchestra when we've been practicing, because we haven't been practicing with body mics yet, so that has to be at such a volume that we can hear it. So we're looking forward to the body mic stage so that there can be, I think we've all strained our voices a little bit trying to sing over the amplified sound at this point. So
you have been using the orchestra.
For about a week. A little bit more than a week. So.
But that's not what we're hearing, because we're just hearing piano.
This is actually called rehearsed score. So it doesn't have that big orchestra feel. It's just piano. But the orchestra actually has, like, the whole orchestra sound and feel to it.
Boy, that would be something to try on the show here sometime.
It's a huge...
It's a lot of stuff that comes with it.
Oh.
It's really
not just a
But it is
computer.
Just a computer and a little keyboard and... Yeah.
It's but it's a lot of equipment you need
kind
you need
of,
to haul
it's
along.
Cumbersome,
so
yeah.
Not very practical. We're hearing songs from Into the Woods that Actors Rural Theater Company is going to be producing starting on July the 26th through the 29th, and then shows from the 2nd through the 5th. What are the times of the shows, by the way?
It's 7 on Thursday through Saturday and 2:30 on Sunday. We have a Saturday afternoon performance on that first Saturday. That's only going to be Act 1 for children as well.
LaDonna, since we have had you on the show here a number of times, as director of high school productions, is it a relief for you or something else to actually be in a show?
It's a little bit of both. It's nice to not be responsible for everything that's happening, but it's really hard not to see the big picture since it's a show that I've done so many times. And I'm sure that I've probably overstepped my comments a few times offering suggestions for things.
I don't feel like you have it all. It's nice to have the input as the choreographer as well as Cinderella. It's nice to have her input because she's done it so many times.
I disagree. She's very hard to work with.
Thanks for speaking your mind, Jay.
Yeah. Totally get it.
No, I could imagine that it would be really hard to sit on your hands and keep your mouth shut.
Yeah,
you know,
I do feel as a slight expert on Into the Woods. I've done it so many times that I really know it very, very well. Directing a show, you get to know it inside and out. Directing it several times, then I pretty much can say everybody's lines at some
point
in the show.
Probably do, yeah. Well, we have a couple of other songs we want to be sure to get in because we got a couple other singers we want to be sure to give a chance here, and we have another segment yet to do on the show. So let's move right along. It looks like Angela's ready to go,
yes.
So we're going to have something from Cinderella. And Angela Arwine playing Cinderella. Also, I guess as you said, also doing the choreography for the show.
I am also the choreographer as well.
So what's the setup for this song?
I have just come back from the ball. I've had the baker's wife and the prince both try and take my shoe. The baker's wife needs it to have a child, and the prince needs it to be able to find me later. And this is kind of my story about not knowing what I want.
From Into the Woods at Artco in Tuscola, opening on the 26th.
He's a very smart prince. He's a prince who prepares. Knowing this time I'd run from him, he spread pitch on the stairs. I was caught unawares, and I thought, well, he cares. This is more than just malice. Better stop and take stock while you're standing here stuck on the steps of the palace. You think, what do you want? You think, make a decision. When I stay and be caught, you think, well, that's a thought. What would be his response? But then what if he knew who you were when you know that you're not what he thinks that he wants? And then what if you are what a prince would envision? Although how can you know who you are till you know what you want, what you don't? So then which do you pick? Where you're safe out of sight and yourself, but where everything's wrong. Or where everything's right and you know that you'll never belong. And whichever you pick, do it quick, cause you're starting to stick to the steps of the palace. It's your first big decision. The choice isn't easy to make. To arrive at a ball is exciting and all. Once you're there, though, it's scary. And it's fun to deceive when you know you can leave, but you have to be wary. There's a lot that's at stake, but you've stalled long enough, cause you're still standing stuck in the stuff on the steps. Better run along home and avoid the collision. Even though they don't care, you'd be better off there, where there's nothing to choose, so there's nothing to lose. So you pry up your shoes, then from out of the blue, and without any guide, you know what your decision is, which is not to decide. You just leave him a clue, for example, a shoe, and then see what he'll do. Now it's he and not you who is stuck with a shoe in a stew, in the goo. And you've learned something too, something you never knew. On the steps of the palace.
On the steps of the palace from Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods, sung by the character of Cinderella, played here by Angela Arwine from Art Co's production that will happen in Tuscola the next couple of weeks, not this weekend, but the following two, Thursday through Sunday sequences, evenings on Thursday through Saturday, and then afternoon on Sunday. For more information on the show, you can go to artcospotlight.com, artcospotlight.com. And last but not least, we have the witch herself. Witches have to appear in every fairy tale, it seems. At least, well, even some of the good ones. There's a witch who is makes things happen. And what's happening here with this witch, LaDonna?
Well, we're going to do Last Midnight. So there's three midnights that happen throughout the course of the show. She's Rapunzel's witch, and she's lost Rapunzel. And she's pretty much given up on humanity at this point, so she decides to chuck it all in.
LaDonna Wilson as The Witch from Into the Woods, live on Live and Local.
It's the last midnight. It's the last wish. It's the last midnight. Soon it will be boom, squish. Told a little lie, stole a little gold, broke a little vow. Did you have to get your prince? Had to get your cow? Had to get your wish? Doesn't matter how. Anyway, it doesn't matter now. It's the last midnight. It's the boom splat. Nothing but a vast midnight. Everybody smashed flat. Nothing we can do. Not exactly true. We can always give her the boy. No, of course, what really matters is the blame. Someone you can blame. Fine, if that's the thing you enjoy, giving the blame. If that's the aim, give me the blame. Just give me the boy.
No.
No. You're so nice. You're not good, you're not bad, you're just nice. I'm not good, I'm not nice, I'm just right. I'm the witch, you're the world. I'm the hitch, I'm what no one believes. I'm the witch. You're all liars and thieves, like his father, like his son will be too. Just do what you do. It's the last midnight, so goodbye all. Coming at you fast, midnight. Soon you'll see the sky fall. Here you want a bean, have another bean. Beans were made for making you rich. Plant them and they'll soar. Here you want some more. You can blame another witch. It's the last midnight. It's the last verse. Now before it's past midnight, I'm leaving you a last curse. I'm leaving you alone. You can tend the garden, it's yours. Separate and alone. Everybody down on all fours. Oh, Red Mother Wren, lock the beans again. Punish me the way you did then.
Donna Wilson as The Witch from Into the Woods, musical by Stephen Sondheim, that'll be presented by Actors Royal Theatre Company the 26th through August 5th at the Tuscola Community Building. And boy, it sounds, if you guys are representation of the rest of the show, it should be a great one. All sounds wonderful. And I gather that this portion that was just sung is somewhere in the second act where things are really going.
Things have fallen apart.
Things are all going bad, yeah. Well, just be prepared, ladies and gentlemen. If you go see the show, it all sounds nice, sunny, and rosy for the first part, but, you know, it doesn't all go so well in the second. Just don't get your hopes up for all of these characters. But it's not all awful by the end. Morals are taught and so on. If you want more information, go to artcospotlight.com. Thanks to Angela Arwine, Jake Cole, Rachel Sapp, LaDonna Wilson, and the co-music director, Lee Green. Rehearse score for the piano accompaniment here on Live and Local. Best of luck with the show.
Thank you.
Stay tuned next for a conversation with the co-director of the 10th Annual Illinois Chamber Music Festival, which is happening currently at Illinois Wesleyan University in Bloomington and running through July the 28th. Our broadcast today on Live and Local is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. We just heard the opening movement of César Franck's Quintet for Piano and Strings. We heard pianist Pascal Roger and members of the Isai Quartet here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. That piece will be on the final program at the Illinois Chamber Music Festival, the 10th annual Illinois Chamber Music Festival, which is being held at Illinois Wesleyan University. I'm afraid we caught the festival, well, a little more than halfway over. But I figured better late than never, because there are three public concerts yet. And I have on the phone with me right now the co-director of the festival, who is a professor of viola at Illinois Wesleyan. Her name is Lisa Nelson, and I think we've talked with her every year, or at least since Live and Local has been going for the last three. So thanks for joining us, and congratulations for making it to your 10th season for the festival.
Thank you. Thanks for having us again. And yes, it's a very exciting year because it's our 10th year, and we've grown so much over the past 10 years. So,
how would you say you've grown?
Well, we started as basically just a camp for junior high and high school students with some concerts, and we've grown to have a professional concert series with a series of usually about 12 concerts each summer, plus fall and spring concert tours, and as well as a festival and camp for 3 weeks for high school and college students to really get a lot of intensive chamber music training at the campus of Illinois Wesleyan.
So the festival has become essentially a year-round thing.
Yes, I guess our main event is in the summer, the three-week intensive chamber music camp and festival in the summer. But we also do have outreach concerts and spring and fall tours, and we continue to do chamber music, at least locally, with our local students during the school year.
Talk about the camp a little bit, since that's how the whole thing got going. How did somebody get into it, and what are the activities that they participate in, obviously, besides playing chamber music?
Right. Every day they have chamber music coachings with at least two of the coaching faculty. So they have a main group that they play in each portion. We kind of divide the camp into two halves. So actually, yesterday they started their second main group of the camp. So they, for the first week and a half, worked on a piece or movement or two and performed in concerts last Saturday and then Wednesday this week. And now they're starting new pieces, and we'll perform at the end of the festival. And each day they have coachings, rehearsals, individual practice, but they also have a lot of elective activities. We have singing and acting. We have a strange language each year. This year it's conversational Hebrew. Tennis, international dance. We take the kids to the water park one evening. We have a no-talent show. So we have a lot of social activities as well as musical activities to get them to socialize well, to get along well, to just get them away from their instruments as well sometimes.
I latched on to the idea of a language. How do you decide which language to feature each year?
This year we have a faculty member from Israel, and she was really excited to teach conversational Hebrew. Last year we had Swahili, and we had a student who has been here for many years who wanted to come back and teach Swahili, so she was excited to do that. Just something unusual that wouldn't necessarily be practical, but it would be a lot of fun for the kids. And it's amazing how much they do learn in a short amount of time, and they're having short conversations, and they're singing songs in the language, and they come out of class, walk down the hallway, and sing songs to the next rehearsal, so it's a lot of fun.
Well, it sounds like it. And I don't remember from previous conversations, do students come as ensembles, some of them, or are they assigned groups once they get there? Do they have a choice? How does that work out?
Most of them come as individuals. There's a few who have come as groups. So they audition. They send an audition tape, or if they're local, they come and do an audition for acceptance into the camp. And then we form groups based on their experience and their level of playing and their age, and send them music ahead of time so that they can prepare. It's their first group. Before camp arrives. So they come knowing their own parts but never having met their partners. We have students from 3 countries and 8 different states. So they come from all over the place, and their first opportunity to get together and know one another is at the festival.
Looking at the programs, at least the official concert series, which doesn't include the student performances, I guess, you seem to have come up with a nice mix of very standard pieces, such as one we'll hear a little bit of later, one of Mozart's piano quartets, and things that are not so standard, like some music by Carl Czerny that is coming up on Sunday's concert.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How do you choose the pieces? Is this, obviously at the sort of joint discretion of the faculty members, but is it sometimes that some faculty person comes in and says, this is a piece I've always wanted to play, or?
Sure, we get suggestions from our faculty and ask them what they'd like to do, and we try to accommodate the best we can with scheduling. It's kind of like a puzzle when we put together the schedule of both the student groups and the faculty concerts of who's available which day and how we can fit everything in. So the Czerny was a request I think it was performed. We have a class in Bulgaria earlier in May, and it was performed there by 3 of the faculty who will be performing on Sunday with a clarinetist from Bulgaria. So they'll be performing again with David Gresham, who's the clarinet professor at ISU.
So I'm guessing that the suggestion either came from David Gresham as the clarinetist or else a horn player.
Right. Well, I'm not sure who started this, but it's a great piece. It's such a nice piece that I think everyone immediately liked that idea and decided that would be a great piece for our program.
Well, it's an unusual combination of instruments, clarinet,
yes.
Horn, cello, and piano. I've not seen a piece like that before. Here's a little bit of it. It's called the Grand Serenade Concertante or Concertante, and there's an introduction, and then there's a theme, and 7 variations, and then music that closes things out. So here's the theme and a couple of the variations. We're going to hear members of Ensemble Isola or Isola performing here on Live and Local. You can hear this piece performed on Sunday at 3:00 at Illinois Wesleyan University, part of the 10th Annual Illinois Chamber Music Festival. It was a little bit of the Grand Serenade Concertante by Carl Czerny, composer born 1791. We heard the theme and a couple of variations, which constitute essentially the middle portion of this piece. We heard members of Ensemble Isola performing, and it will be played by faculty members of the Illinois Chamber Music Festival on a concert Sunday afternoon. I'm talking with Lisa Nelson, who's co-director of the festival and also on the viola faculty at Wesleyan, and of course on the viola faculty the festival. Lisa, you have a concert tomorrow afternoon that is specifically for children.
Yes.
With some funky-sounding stuff on there. You want to talk about that program? And is this a faculty-performed program?
This is a mixture of faculty and students. It's actually in partnership with the Children's Discovery Museum of Normal, Illinois. So there'll be the interactive display in the lobby from the museum that the kids can come to before and after the concert. And the concert itself will be about a half hour, a short concert, featuring several chamber music groups from our festival, cute pieces, fun pieces for children and adults of all ages. One piece is called Tutti Flutti. It's a piece for 3 flutes and piano that's really fun to listen to and to play. We also have a musical narration of the Dr. Seuss book, The Lorax, played with string quartet. and a number of other pieces that will be performed by our younger students.
Well, that sounds like fun, and not only for the music part, but also the discovery part of things from the Children's Discovery Museum. That's going to be on Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock. Don't show up late, or you just might miss it. And then the public concert on the quote-unquote adult concert Sunday afternoon. And then there the final concert in the official series is on Thursday, the 26th.
Yes.
We played part of the one of the pieces that will be on that program, music by Cesar Franca from his piano quintet. This other piece I don't know at all, by Mikhail Glinka, a trio pathétique. What's the instrumentation for that?
Yes. Well, we're playing it with violin, cello, and piano. I believe it's also possibly for maybe bassoon and another instrument. I'm not actually sure what the original instrumentation is, but we're doing it with piano trio, violin, cello, and piano.
So one of those.
It was requested by our pianist. She wanted to perform this piece.
What can you tell me about it?
I'm sorry?
What can you tell me about it? Big grand piece?
Really
sad piece from the title?
I'm actually not sure. don't know too much about this piece yet, and I haven't heard them start rehearsing yet, so it'll be a surprise for me as well.
Oh, right. Well, of course, you're not playing in it, so
yes.
You don't need to know. Well, that, I imagine that's one of the wonderful things for you at this festival, is you get to discover all kinds of music.
Yes. The instrumentation originally was clarinet, bassoon, and piano, or violin, cello, and piano.
Ah, one of those flexi pieces.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There are... you mentioned some of the student concerts that have happened so far, and there are, I think, three yet to come.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are these programs all determined as the festival progresses?
Yes, yes. So students will be working on their pieces, and when they get close to performance, we hear them each day. We have a special class at 3 o'clock each day. It's called Open Studio, and it's kind of like a... kind of a combination of a studio class for those people who have taken music in college and studied with a teacher. A studio class is when all the students of a particular faculty member get together and play for each other and get comments. So it's kind of like that. It's kind of a combination of a master class and a studio class where different groups will get on stage, they'll play part of their piece or a work in progress, and they'll get comments from all the faculty members. And it's a way for them to get a lot of experience performing on stage and have practice their piece in front of people several times before they actually get to the performance. And it's also a way for the faculty to know when a group is getting close to performance and when they'll be ready to perform on stage. So we use that kind of as a gauge. When the groups have performed and they're getting better and better, we know that they're going to be performing, then we can tell the groups, you're going to be performing in 2 days, the next concert, and then they're prepared ahead of time. And they can tell their parents and invite everyone to come to hear them play.
And people can check out the full schedule for this festival, Illinois Chamber Music Festival, at the website, which is ilchambermusicfestival.com, or you can call for information, but it's just as easy to go to that website. Lisa, just one quick question before you go. Since you've been involved since the inception of the festival?
Yes.
Tell us a story of... one of the biggest breakthroughs that you've encountered as a teacher working with students in, you know, during the course of any of the festivals?
I guess I don't know. I can't think of one particular story, but I get every year that it's just amazing to work with the kids because a lot of them have never played chamber music before they've come here. And just to see them progress so quickly because they're working so intensely in their groups and they meet several times a day and performing a lot, just to see their progress from day to day when they get on stage during open studio time, it's just amazing how much and how much fun by the time they get to the concert, when you know that a student is nervous about performing before they arrive and that they're worried about how they're going to fit in with their group, and to see them perform and their smiles and how much fun they have when they do it and how addicted they get to chamber music, and they pull out all kinds of music and they want to read more, and pretty soon they're in so many groups because they're just so excited about it. I think it's very rewarding, and we know that that they're really getting something from this, and it's something that will stick with them forever. Not only the friends they make, but also the musical things that they learn.
And the public can participate by going to see the student concerts, also going to see the faculty concerts. And Lisa Nelson is among the faculty members and performers at the 10th Annual Illinois Chamber Music Festival. She's also the co-director of the festival with cellist Nina Gordon, right?
Yes.
And here is a piece, just to take things out, that will be on Sunday's concert, along with that Czerny Grand Serenade. This is one of the masterpieces of all chamber music. It's the piano quartet in G minor of Mozart, and here is some of the final rondo. We'll hear it played by the Beaux-Arts Trio with violist Bruno Giurana, and you can hear it played on that concert by faculty members of the Illinois Chamber Music Festival in Westbrook Auditorium at Illinois Wesleyan University in Bloomington, where all the concerts take place. Lisa, thanks very much for joining us, and best of luck with the close of the festival.
Thank you so much for having me.
Some of the finale of Mozart's G minor piano quartet, which will be played at the Illinois Chamber Music Festival this weekend. You're listening to Live and Local. Here are a few other things you can go see and hear live in our listening area. Lots of things going on. We'll just kind of focus on today, I guess. The Illinois Shakespeare Festival is presenting As You Like It at Ewing Manor tonight at 8 o'clock in Bloomington. The Mean Lids have their final gig with their fiddler before he goes away elsewhere until they occasionally get together again. That'll be at the Red Herring in Urbana this evening at 6:30. The Music Man is at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan, 2 o'clock and 8 o'clock today. It's The Other Side of the Fence, put on by Danville Light Opera, Summer Youth Theater at Bremer Auditorium at Danville Area Community College. That's tonight at 7 o'clock, also Saturday, same time. Black Magic Johnson is at Walnut Street Winery in Rochester tonight at 7 o'clock. The University of Illinois Department of Theater presents The Diary of Anne Frank at the Krannert Center in Urbana tonight at 7:30. It's Ain't Nothing But the Blues Festival at the General Electric Employees Club in Bloomington, 5 o'clock to 10:30 tonight. The Legend of Levi Morgan, play bluegrass and folk music, plus Dry Creek Station at the Canopy Club in Urbana. That's tonight at 9 o'clock. It's Mitchell's Bluegrass and Gospel at Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood this evening, 5:30. Looking ahead to Saturday for a bit, Grassroots Revival is at Strawberry Fields in Urbana tomorrow morning at 11. Jeff Helgeson is at Alto Vineyards in Champaign tomorrow night at 7:30. The Cornstalkers Cajun Band are at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. And then the Corn Desert Ramblers at 9:30 tomorrow night. It's the Traditional Jazz Orchestra. Also at Alto Vineyards. We've got two different gigs at Alto Vineyards. That can hardly be true. Susan Williams Blues Band is at Huber's in Champaign tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Joni Dreyer, Matt Stewart, and Bob Watson are all at Clark Bar in Champaign. You're listening to 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday features a tasting for support of the CU Schools Foundation, followed from 7 to 9 by the music of David Howie. It's 79 degrees at a minute past 1 o'clock.